Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good great big vast world of ours. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And today is Friday, March 15th, otherwise known as the Ides of March, but in 2019. So I welcome you to the show. We bring you a show on Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the U.K., featuring things to help you live a more purposeful, positive life. And today we will be talking about the Ides of March, how it fits in with back then, and the lessons we can learn from that even today. Today, as we do acknowledge the mosque massacres in New Zealand, and we send our prayers, our condolences, our support to the people who are dealing with that right now. Again, a very devastating and they believe terroristic act out there. And we wish them the any possible healing that can be out there. So we do need to acknowledge that has occurred in our world. And hopefully we can move on from that. But that will become part of the topic for today. Originally, obviously, was not. And the direction of this show may take a little different direction than what I had originally anticipated, in part because of that. Just want to acknowledge that right now. But I would like to move on to the topic today and let you know how you can be a part of the show, where we come from, what we do with it, et cetera, et cetera. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, there are several ways that you can do it. If you are on the Blog Talk Radio network on your computer, you can scroll down to the very bottom of the screen. Let's see and make sure that that is a possibility for you to do. And come into the chat room that is on there. But know that anything that you do put in that chat room will disappear at the end of the show. So when that does get open for you, it's a little slow on opening today again. So you can put your comments in there. If you are listening archived or would like your comments to be more prominently known and working for so that people can look at it later, I invite you to do that by coming over to Radio Conversations and join us there. Not even able to load the page right now. Join us at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations because that is where we will then also have comments and feedback that continue beyond when exists. And then stay listed there. Just look for the title of the show, and that will stay there throughout as long as Facebook, of course, which we found out this one pit. You know, even the most simple systems do end up crashing and do have issues maintenance or whatever all happened with that. So, yes, know that that's there as well. So then you also at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. You also can Skype if you access to the Blog Talk Radio feed. If you are listening to this archived and want to send me a message, maybe you might want to be a guest of the show, a topic you'd like to hear talk about, and it's related to the show, please do so at to Cindy at purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-E-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. So, and move on from that. Rest of us. This just happened. And some else. I love the for because maybe the flaw as life happens and would have to be real strict. Topic of the show, and as I
with the topic of Julius Caesar and the topic of the Ides of March. We just lost a connection here, so we're coming back in on that. Anyway, so the topic of Julius Caesar and what that all means and what happened on it. So as we look at that, you know, for those who don't, we'll do a quick summary rundown on that. You know, so way back in time, you know, back in the Roman days, as you say, even before Christ on the dates, basically back 100 to 44 BC. You know, they looked at the Roman Empire, and Julius Caesar came from and he's actually, you know, that's not even his first name. It's Gaius Julius Caesar, and I won't even try to put the Latin emphasis or Roman emphasis into the name, but he was born into a family of royalty, and therefore thought he had a right to the throne, so to speak, and the military ruling, but you know, that wasn't really the case as far as the rest of the country. So, the patriarchal family at that time, you know, led him to believe that he was the one who was supposed to be. He ultimately did end up campaigning and won the consulship in 60 BC. He made a deal with folks that were supposed to be kind of his, I don't think his enemies, two other folks, to be able to make sure that he stayed in power. And that was Pompey the Great and Crassus. And they crashed. I'm going to say these names wrong. I'll go back to the Latin. You know, they go back and forth and all that. But three of them basically were known to be the main rulers at that point. And that, you know, because of that, there was a bit of Caesar having his back watched as he went through and left things in his power and destroyed countries and, you know, did he did. He made sure that those two folks weren't going to be a threat to him as foreign security, so to speak. You know, because he had them, he had a deal with them. You know, there are other people that he made deals with over time and that he kind of had in his back pocket so that there was some peace and understanding among the Roman Empire. You know, but it didn't all come down as nicely as he thought it would be. You know, because in the end he warned that folks were trying to kill him. He was warned that he was in peril. And he thought nobody could get to him. So he found out otherwise as he was killed on the steps of the government entity there, right in front of people. And, you know, it goes to show that even those with the biggest ego, with the biggest, think they have everything set out for them, don't always have it that way. You know, people can be conspiring behind your back without you knowing it. And you know, it comes down to the ultimate, his buddy at Brute. You know, you too, Brutus. His buddy. A little bit like the, you know, we hear in, for those who are Christian, we hear a bit of what happened with Christ. We've heard that about other rulers and empires and spiritual leaders, whether political or spiritual, that has happened. Where people, you know, don't want to agree in the end to what may have said that, to what, you're not as protected as one might think they have made the agreements to be. You know, I look at that in a couple of different ways. One, you know, there are people in our lives who, well, let's back up. There are times in our lives when our ego gets in the way. That can be our own bitter end to ourselves. Sometimes we think we are better than, that we are invincible and no one can take our place. Ooh, I just got a little bit of a, yeah, maybe I was preaching to myself here. I've been known to do that. I've been known to do that, where I think no one else can do what I do. But you know what? The reality is, for all of us, if we would die tomorrow, someone would have to do it. Someone else would have to step in and take the place. Well, you know what? It wouldn't get done, and that would be okay, too. Because sometimes things have to come to an end for one reason or another. Maybe the person that's doing them dies. The person is sick and can't do it anymore. Maybe they just got too busy and they have to stop. And then an organization has to decide, hey, are we going to move forward or are we just going to end here? And leave it be. So, you know, whether we think we are the only ones that can do something or not, there's always other possibilities. There's always ways around that. You know, someone else will have to step in and learn something. I've learned a lot of things at times because I've been asked to step into a position and didn't know what I was doing, but had to do some research and had to find out how to do something. You know, the internet's a powerful, powerful learning tool. There are things on YouTube
that will teach us just about anything and everything. So, you know, having an ego that says, I'm the only one, really doesn't bear witness at a time when we can't do something, when it's not, you know, when we have to be replaced for whatever reason. You know, sometimes organizations make decisions that don't include us. They decide to go a different direction. And then we have to step down, not willingly, from what we're doing. And sometimes we need to accept that as well. So then, okay, so you look at the ego part, but then you look at the warning that Caesar was given that day. You know, yes, it was, as they say, too big for his britches to heed that warning. But you know what? Sometimes we get warnings in our lives. We get that little intuition that's given to us literally. Maybe in the back of our mind we hear something and we need to decide whether it is something we should heed or whether it's something we should say to someone else or whether it's our own insecurities going on there. And whether that's a lie from someone else or whether it's our own voice, our inner voice, we do have to take a look at those things. Most often, they really are things we need to look at. They may not be exactly fitting the words that we hear, but they do often end up being something we need to examine. You know, those words, beware the Ides of March, have come to mean just heed the warnings. Be careful of what's out there. It's become an offhanded statement. Of course, the Ides can be any month. Essentially means the middle of the month. Those months that have 31 days, it just ends up being the, you know, the 15th, because that's the really legal day of the month. And that's all a simple phrase means. Because we don't want to listen to those voices, because those voices are scary. Sometimes they warn us of something that's not so pleasant. But, you know, very often, and most often, they guide us into something good in our lives. Now, had Caesar heeded that warning, would he have lived longer? Maybe. If he had heeded that warning and found out what the issue was, maybe he could have saved himself and the issues in this country. If we listen to and heed those warnings in our lives, you know, it might keep us out of danger. Same time, it may lead us to something far beyond what we ever could have imagined. As we look at that, as we listen to that, you know, some of us use prayer and meditation to try to get messages. Sometimes we go into meditation of some kind and go, I don't like hearing that. That wasn't for me. I didn't hear that right. When the reality is that, you know, those words were there. Those things were in front of us the whole time. And it's just a matter of, you know, what if we listen to them. So we have that part of the Ides of March to think about. And then we have, you know, just the issues of, he had a little bit of, you know, that homeland security issues there. You know, there were countries that didn't like the Roman Empire. They didn't like, you know, that this head guy was out
having an affair with Cleopatra. You know, totally different country over there in Egypt. You know, that just didn't bode well. So sometimes some of these things, you know, we have folks that are command or even within our own worlds. You know, we're not playing fair outside of our own home, our own homeland security, you might say. And I'm not talking literal, you know, country stuff. You look at your own home life and your own home security. And sometimes we have to take a look at that as well and say, hey, am I keeping my family, my friends, my issues safe around me? Or am I out there gossiping and spreading rumors and backstabbing other people to try to get what I want in life? We each have to look at that that space that we call home and say, how can we keep that protected? How can we be safe in that space we know as home? You know, this has gone into, you know, and then once if situations do happen beyond that, you know, we all have things that happen in our home lives that are not the happiest. And sometimes there are really great things that we celebrate annually. We typically look at birthdays, weddings, wedding anniversaries, graduations, you know, those kinds of things. We look at those, we relive those, we acknowledge them, we maybe look at some cards or pictures that reiterate those days, those times. And we review those, and we think that, you know, those are great times. Those are wonderful things in our lives. But there are things that happen that iterating. You know, we well know the words, beware the Ides of March. And look at how many thousands of years ago that happened. We keep reliving that, and we know of the peril and the danger of Caesar. Most of us do anyway. If they still study that in high schools, I'm not even sure. But there are things that we can learn about relative to that as well. There are lots of issues that seem to keep being dwelled upon year after year after year. And we can't seem to move beyond those. You know, I talked about that near 9/11, and again, an anniversary of that. And every year, we seem to bring that back up. We look at things, the Boston Marathon, the other massacres, the Tennessee. I get a feeling this New Zealand massacre is going to be brought up on the anniversary for quite some time, as people are going to have to deal with the emotional impact of all of that. I'm not saying that we can't deal with those things. We shouldn't grieve and we shouldn't be emotional about them, because we have to. That impacts a lot of people and a lot of the world. What we need to look at, in addition to all of this, is as we look at those issues and those times, what can we take away and what can we learn from that? Just as, you know, this whole topic now, what can we learn from the issues of Caesar? What can we learn from the Ides of March and its recognition? And I see we have a caller here, and I think now would probably be a good time to attempt to bring someone on and see where we're at with that. But let me see. Let's just look at those lessons through time. So, hello, caller. I have an 816 area code. Greetings. Thank you for calling in. And would you like to add some things to our conversation today?
Oh, yes, thank you. What your topic was called with the word lesson in it, I thought, what sort of lessons can we learn from things like the Ides of March? And it occurred to me, when something happens, you know, it doesn't just happen and that's it. There, the aftermath takes on a life of its own. And so, for example, lots of times if there's an act that is meant to, you know, wreak havoc, take lives, derail society, sometimes it backfires. For example, with the Ides of March, you know, these guys didn't approve of the way Julius Caesar was running things. Well, what ended up happening after they killed him was it led to a whole bunch of civil wars that literally took down the Republic of Rome. So that backfired. For those who are Christian, the whole thing with, you know, Jesus, who was the golden boy, everybody was praising and praising him to the heavens. And then next, the very same people a week later were saying, crucify him, crucify him. That whole thing happened, and it looked like it was the greatest tragedy, you know, in that world. But if you, you know, follow his story and believe his story, then that led to the greatest triumph of all time. So what was meant to kill him and be a tragedy backfired, and, you know, people are still following his lead today. And my parents told me that when they were growing up, World War II, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, while it was this horrible, horrible tragedy on American soil, the aftermath was it served to unite Americans and, you know, get them working together for greater good. And I was thinking about the Amish situation about 10 or 12 years ago, that this guy went into a little schoolroom and shot or killed five of the 10 little girls in the school. And the way the family dealt with it was to forgive the shooter, to the extent that later the community, the Amish community, actually donated money to the shooter's wife to help the wife with having to deal with everything and to help her raise her three children. And so what was this horrible tragedy, the tragedy failed, but I don't mean that the girls, you know, weren't killed. They were killed, but it didn't stay a tragedy. What happened was the actions of that community inspired people to the extent that it changed how some people think and changed their lives and changed the example they're now setting for others. So even in the wake of these huge tragedies, they can turn it in some way to triumph, to elicit, you know, change in society.
Excellent point. That's very true. And I think that's what all of these really end up being is, you know, one of the things we focused on here is trying to find good out of something, even though it's in the moment, it's like probably one of the most awful things that can occur or that we can think of. And, you know, it's amazing how many people come together in a lot of these situations. The people that you don't think might be likely allies for you either, whether it be your own stuff or it be in that of, you know, larger things, larger communities. Because I'm sure, you know, New Zealand is known to be a very peaceful country. I don't think we've ever heard big things come out of there. You know, and I think maybe the strength of that country is going to be shown to the rest of the world now. And hopefully, you know, because we haven't heard much, maybe we'll hear more about the strength of that country now. We'll see.
Cool.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Any other comments you had to put for us today?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm just enjoying the topic. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate that. Anybody else who wants to be a part of this conversation, please give us a call, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Otherwise, I've pretty much, you know, said what my piece, and our caller really helped wrap that up for us. And, you know, I'd be curious what else you might have growing up, if you had any particular lessons or comments or feedback of things that you learned in the Ides March. We'd love to have you let us know what that is. Either to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, if you are on Facebook, you can send me an email message, 347-205-9074. Try again. That was not my email, was it? That was a phone number. Okay. Send me an email to Cindy at purposetalkradio.com. C-I-N-D-Y at purposetalkradio.com. Oh, boy. Okay. I wonder where my head is going at the moment. Anyway, so actually what I'm doing is I'm trying to get the internet on the back onto the computer because it has decided it doesn't want to work. So that when I do shut the show, I can give you the theme song, of which I didn't even tell you. That theme song of Purpose Talk Radio is I Am Who I Am, the group, the vocalist, when we do come to it, is Jillian Clark. The writers are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And you can find them at truetrinity.com. Anyway. So, you know, I'm looking, again, I mentioned this, and I'm still toying with it and thinking of how to make it all come together. You know, we try to, with Purpose Talk Radio, we work with people living purpose and what that means. We also try to focus on the positives of life. You know, how do people come through, move beyond excel in the face of adversity? What do they do to make a difference in the world, in their world, in that around them? And so, you know, we do have another aspect to this umbrella of True Visions Media. And that we have positive news media on Facebook. There is a small site, a website that we have on it that isn't quite totally up to date. But we do share some things there as well. And let's see. So we're looking at, you know, ultimately one of the pieces that I have is living my own purpose. And I don't do this very often, but I'd like to talk about some of that. You know, one of the things that I ultimately want to do, would love to have, is a full positive array of news, radio, news, print, broadcast, and internet pieces of that to be all wrapped up together, so that, you know, the world needs more positive messages. We need to have more things that inspire and enlighten us, because there are too many things out there, at least in my opinion, that make us feel bad, that make us
wonder what's happening in the world. Oh, are we going to be able to move on tomorrow? Is the world even going to exist tomorrow? Are we going to have another war somewhere? But you know what? Those are kind of minor things when we look at the scope of it. If we can find ways to keep our own homeland security, our own home, and the area around us just a little more positive and a little happier, it will ultimately help us not be dwelling on all those things that the Ides of March might bring back for us. And I think that's one way just to be doing that, to be handling all that stuff. You know, so what I'd suggest, you know, one of the things we like leaving people with every week is an affirmation. And I'm not really coming up with ones as quickly as I'd like this week. But I think the affirmation to share with you all is going to be a very simple one. I am me, as our song says, I am me, and I share the best of who I am in my own space. So I am me, and I share the best of who I am in my own space. You know, and in doing that, what will happen is you will find that that will reverberate out. You know, if you are the best that you can be, if you can set that ego aside that Caesar had, if you can listen to those intuitive messages that we do all get, we do get them. You know, maybe something as simple as turn one direction versus the other. If we can listen to all that and keep that in our lives, ultimately we will find that happiness. We will be able to keep that happiness going in our own space, and it will reverberate out to the rest of the world. So that's about all I have for you for this week. I invite you to sign up to receive notifications for our next show. Let me know if you got some topics you want to hear. Comment in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and just go out and have an amazing, amazing week. For those of you who celebrate St. Patrick's or St. Joseph's Days coming up here, please do so safely. I do mention that just because I've got a little bit of that Irish in me. And know how that can be, and a lot of people just turn Irish because they want to celebrate. But please do so safely. And until next week, I wish you all an amazing Ides of March, an amazing being who you are, and wonderful soul blessings. Thanks for listening.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.